Mitch, how's the body holding up after that one?
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's been a while between Ripple games, so nearly got the 40 overs and probably a bit more than the people off the field would like, but no, it's all good.
And 6 wickets, how do you evaluate your performance today?
Yeah, pretty happy. I mean, wickets aside, I think the rhythm was there. I felt probably the best I've felt for a while, actually. So, yeah, for across the two innings, it feels like it's in a good spot and, yeah, a good place to be at the sort of front end of the summer.
I feel like the pace was up there for like at the time, especially last night, like you really cranked it up.
Yeah, it's from all reports, yeah. No, the rhythm felt good. The little things that I've been trying to groove feel like they're coming together. So, yeah, it's a good stage to be at and hopefully that translates into some good stuff throughout the summer. But, yeah, it was nice to sort of get that rhythm in the Red Bull game after, I mean, the last one was what, March, so... Yeah, it was nice to contribute that way.
What are the little things that you've been trying to grow?
Just more the rhythm and then the feeling. Obviously had a bit of a layover before heading over to England, and then a bunch of us got sick over there, so we didn't have too much time to train. We weren't really allowed to be part of the group apart from game time. So trying to groove it while playing didn't quite come together. And then had sort of 5 sessions since I got back to before this game, and just sort of felt in a good space and translated pretty well through the week so far. So yeah, the little things I've been trying to groove are coming together nicely. Okay, I guess
you got some you got some swing, but also some good movement off the seam, particularly when the ball was new. Do you hope the test pitch is a little bit like that come Boxing Day?
The outfield's not it's soft and heavy. I think it's a nice wicket. Obviously a 4-day game, but coming here we probably a little bit surprised that it was as firm as it was. Hearing the rain they had today, I think day two before it. So, yeah, I think it's been a good wicket. There's been plenty there for the bowlers. Once that harder ball wears off a little bit, gets a little bit softer, you get value. Well, the outfield's quickened up sort of today and a little bit yesterday, so you're starting to get a bit of value for shots. No doubt the outfield will be better once the footy's worn off of it. So, yeah, I think it's a good wicket and there's still enough there, obviously, for the bowlers. And with the bat, you've got to apply yourself, which we haven't quite done well enough.
I was going to say you got plenty of overs out of this game. Steve, probably not as many balls to face as he would have liked. How's he going after today?
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a few shoulders feel the wrath of that. Probably won't be bowling too many overs in the nets in the next couple, well, next week. But yeah, it is what it is. He'll get himself right for. I think he's playing the one day on Friday, so yeah, he'll be fine for that. And he'll do what he does in prep for that game and for the next game or the ODI series as well.
You got Marcus Harris twice down the leg side. Was there anything strategic to that, or is that just one of those things that happens?
Well, I mean, we set the field for it. Obviously, a little bit there off the seam and a bit extra bounce. So, yeah, whether it was a plan or not, I think it was just fortunate they were both the same way, certainly for us. Yeah, there's enough. There's plenty there with the harder new ball. Obviously, a little bit of seam movement and with my angle, it comes into the game as we saw throughout the second innings of Victoria today with a few either caught down the leg side or rising with the harder ball. So, yeah, unfortunate for him, but we'll take it.
You got through 7 tests last summer, coming off a heavy workload in the ODI World Cup and managing a few things. You're obviously great nick now. Do you feel like you can get through 5 coming up?
Standing here before a series, it's always hard to say yes or no. I mean, that's always the goal. It was fantastic from the group to do that from the bowlers last summer. Obviously, a few 4-day tests helped that. We'll just focus on 5 instead of 7. But yeah, I mean, that's the goal, and that's why you do all the work off the field. So I'll be putting myself in the best position I can to play all 5, and if that eventuates, great. If not, we've always taken a squad mentality into it, and Scotty's hit his strides today. He's come back from a few little niggles himself, but we know how good he is. Obviously, Ness and Sean, he's been fantastic through the week as well. So we've got some good stock, and we'll see where we get to through the series.
One Shield game and then into the one day, is that enough prep for you for the test?
It's more than I have some years. So, it's been a plan in the background, obviously with Josh and Pat as well, and a few other guys around the groups. Batters obviously played a little bit more. yeah, I feel in a good spot. Not coming off no cricket. Obviously, we were in England, had a fairly decent workload this week, and then we've got an ODI series and went straight into a five-test series. So, no, I'm feeling good. Body's feeling good, and just approach it game by game as we do.
And you'll play the Friday game as well?
Nope. No, that's public, but I'm not. I won't be here for it.
Yeah. What did you? A lot of talk about Sam Constance. What did you make of the way he batted today?
Yeah, obviously, tough going with the new ball on this wicket, I think, and you know, you can judge the footage of the first innings however you like. I won't join into that, but I think he applied himself obviously really well in the second innings, apart from the shot he got out on.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll be kicking himself on that one, but yeah, for a young kid to absorb the pressure that he's been doing, obviously fantastic week last week. Maybe got the raw end of it in the first innings, but I think he pulled together some really good patient batting in the second innings until that last shot.
I was going to say, just in terms of Scotty as a bowler, I know you're left-handed, but the way he can seam that new ball that sharply, it makes him a really good option to have, I suppose, basically a sort of fourth quick.
Are you playing four quicks, are we?
No, as in a squad, you know, after you three.
Yeah, he's obviously been, he's played test matches, he's been around the squad for a long time and probably missed out on an opportunity last summer because of the four-day tests and because we sort of kept ourselves in a position where we could manage our bodies and get through really well. So, yeah, he's always shown that when he's called upon or gets his opportunity, he's always a great option for us with the ball. His skills are phenomenal. And we saw it again. He's probably short of a stride coming back from his injuries, but you saw some of his good stuff this week and no doubt he'll be better for the run. And seen the Scotty Bowling we all know throughout the summer.
The IPL retention deadline's coming up. Are you going to be going back? Is that your plan?
I haven't heard from him, so I don't know.
Fair. Would you like to play next year?
Yeah, of course.
Cool. All right, thanks guys.
Thank you. Thanks.